The presidents of Congo and Rwanda are meeting in Uganda today for emergency talks on healing their contentious relations, as a rebel group Rwanda has been accused of supporting has taken over Congo's eastern provincial capital of Goma and its airport. The M23 rebels are also moving towards Bukavu, which is south of Goma. Nearly 1,500 UN peacekeepers in Goma failed to engage the rebels, saying they wish to avoid starting a battle. Bernard Balibuno is the Congo country representative for the Catholic aid agency CAFOD. He spoke to us about the humanitarian situation in eastern Congo.
Well, the humanitarian issues are huge now. The refugee camp or the displaced camp had already more than 50,000 people who were displaced before the war. Before this war, there was already cholera declared in the area. Now with the war, and this war happened in town, this is a town of close to 1 million people. So now with this situation, there have been a lot of displaced. So those who were displaced in displaced camps have left, and now people in town have left as well. There have been a lot of catastrophe. We have reports that more than 100,000 children are in the risk now. There is no power in town. There is no electricity in town at this particular moment. So food must be a problem. Water must be a problem. And as well, people who are in those displaced camps must have difficulties having places to sleep.
What kind of help are they receiving?
The assessment is going on as we speak. Our partner Caritas Goma has been doing an assessment to try and see what is really doable and what is feasible. And CAFOD team is in Nairobi right now. The humanitarian team is in Nairobi right now. They had a meeting yesterday and help is on the way. However, practically nothing has been happening. We're expecting help to start going on tomorrow. But this is really minimal help. We still need a lot of help as much as we can get to these needy people.
What kind of decisions need to be made by political authorities, both in the Congo, also in neighboring countries, to help those people who are most affected by the humanitarian crisis?
Well, the first thing will be to really ask for access. There should be access. The United Nations should help for humanitarian services to access needy people. Basically, aid should get to those who are mostly in need. So if M23 will open up the way for people to get in, that will be very, very appreciated. That is in the short run, as well as if donors could open up their pocket really and help humanitarian organizations that are on the ground to reach these people. We who are working with the church, as you know, most church people did not leave the country, so they are there. Most priests are there. Most the Caritas are there. We are working right now with three Caritas, Bukavu, Goma, and here in Rwanda. Both of them were there, and they can reach people very easily.